if you're not taking advantage of those moments where you get to advocate for yourself by accepting praise instead of saying things like, oh, no big deal, that was easy, you are missing a huge opportunity to not only lead for yourself, but to advocate for others. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Winning Season Podcast, the podcast for women leaders who work in male-dominated industries. I'm your host, Jacqueline Twilley. I am the author of 2 best-selling books, Don't Leave Money on the Table, Negotiation Strategies, and Navigating the Career Jungle. Well, this is a podcast where we talk about tips, tools, and techniques to help you to continue to thrive in your career. Winning season, what have you been up to? How's it going? And what are you celebrating? I want to hear from you. Hit me up in the DM somewhere on the internet, on social media. Let me know how you are doing and how you are winning. So today's episode is about advocating for yourself. Now, as a leader, you know that there are plenty of times where you have to advocate for your team members, for resources, for an increased budget, for a project, or anything that will help you achieve the company objectives. Let's be real. We know all about that. Here's the thing that I find that women leaders struggle with. When it comes to advocating for others, we know how to do it hands down, especially for our teams and team members. But when it comes to ourselves, that's the part that we sometimes want to shy away from. So I want to dig in this episode, a couple of ways that you can increase how you advocate for yourself. Now, as with anything, this is a muscle. The more that you do this, the easier it becomes. Before we get into the episode, let me preface by saying, if I had never worked out before and I wanted a 6-pack, and I went to the gym socially distant, and I decided to work with a trainer to get a 6-pack. My expectation would not be to walk out of that gym, out of that very first session, and have the 6-pack. My expectation would be after I went consistently and worked certain muscles that I would then have that 6-pack. So, just want to preface that by saying, if you identify with any of the areas where you can enhance how you advocate for yourself, I want you to give yourself grace. Set the expectation that over an extended period of time, whatever time frame you decide to set, that when you are consistently exercising these muscles to advocate for yourself, then you will see results. I want to caution people against doing something 1 or 2 times and saying, oh, it didn't work. All right, that's it. I tried. No. You got to stick with it. You got to be consistent. You got to strengthen those muscles so that you can get to the results that you want to see. So, have you ever been in a situation where someone gave you a compliment and you were like, oh, thank you, but you know, no big deal? Or better yet, have you ever said, and this is something I used to do all the time, I would be like, oh, you don't have to thank me. And it was like an awkward giggle. Like I was almost ashamed and embarrassed to take a compliment. Listen, I have strengthened that muscle and I no longer do that. But I realized when I was doing that, I was devaluing my contributions to the organization. And a lot of times you'll hear when it comes to women's empowerment and women's leadership in general, people say, oh, you got to know your value. You have to know your value. And the big elephant in the room is a lot of people don't realize that they might know their value, but they do things to devalue themselves, such as throwing away a compliment. So one of the easiest ways that you can advocate for yourself is for you to lean into some compliments. When someone sends you a message, whether it's an IM, an email, or recognizes you on a video conference meeting, take a moment to graciously accept that and also use that opportunity to elevate some of the success you've been doing to bring recognition to the projects you're working on and highlight your contributions to the organization. So, accept praise. And when you're accepting praise, I have found, and this has been especially helpful over the last 7 or 8 years with me working with clients, coaching them, is to teach them to have their own set of power phrases. So these power phrases are phrases that are kind of like in your back pocket, where when you have certain situations, it's your go-to phrase. It's a part of how you brand yourself as a leader, but it's also how you can help yourself to speak confidently at all times. And this, y'all, power phrases, having this list handy is something great for introverts and extroverts. All right. So I do have some power phrases as a bonus to one of my online courses at Zero Gap. So if you are interested in downloading those PDFs with those power phrases, that's where you can find them. All right. But I'm going to give y'all some in this episode. So grab a notebook and a pen and you will be able to use those and then tweak them. Add to your own list as well. Now, when you accept praise, someone says, "Hey, Jacqueline, good job on that project." Instead of me saying, "No big deal," I will then say, "Well, thanks. I appreciate you recognizing that this project meant a lot for the organization and it gave me great pride to do it and deliver on schedule or ahead of schedule." That's a power phrase. You can tweak it, remix it, use it however you like. Another thing that you could say is, you know, I pride myself on doing well and I knew this was a big initiative for the department. So it meant a lot to me for me to be able to pull people from various departments together that don't typically work together and get this done. Do you see a theme here? It is taking that compliment and just rolling in very slowly, but confidently. Oh, yeah, I was able to do this. And this is how it benefit the organization. Now, the reason why I say you want to have some power phrases is because in the normal workday, the nitty gritty, grinding it out, you have 1,000 things on your mind. You are probably not waiting for this one moment because you have objectives, key results that you're focused on. So having this list handy will help you. If you look at it once a week, it'll help you to remember. So when you do get the compliments, you can slide those in. I want to share one more power phrase with you. You can say, you know, this was a really exciting project. It allowed for XYZ. Drop in some of the buzzwords for your companies, whatever that hot initiative is, and close it out with, you know, this was a great honor for me to work on this, and I can't wait for the next one. Boom. Three power phrases that you can remix right there. Now, I don't want you to just be at work virtually or in person and just be there going through the motions. There is an opportunity for you to show up with a plan. When you take on a project or an assignment, I want you to strategically think, how can this help me to advance in my career so that I can get to that next level of responsibility or whatever it is that you're looking to do, get that next part of experience that you need to build your profile. Now, when it comes to our team members, like I said, leaders, especially the ones I've worked with, they're great at advocating for such and such. Oh, she's done this and she wants to do this. We need to put her on this project. He's done this and he's done an excellent job. He's really showed up and proven himself. He should be put on this assignment. You want to take that same gusto that you have when you're talking about other people where there is no shame, no fear, and you're just throwing it out there and do that for yourself. But in order for you to do that for yourself, you've got to get out of the weeds. You got to get out of the day-to-day. I'm just trying to hit these metrics. I know I need to hit these objectives before the end of the quarter. I got to do this so I can hit my bonus. And really, keep that in mind because those things are important, but also think about the next steps that you aspire to. Now, when you're advocating for yourself in a more formal role and it's not a compliment, let's say you are getting ready to have a meeting with your boss's boss, you want to be prepared. So this is where I would recommend you using the latte framework. Now, latte is the framework that I created to help you increase your effectiveness in negotiation. But as I've shared many times on this podcast, it can be used for more than negotiation. So in this case, if you were using the latte method to advocate for yourself, I'm going to run through the acronym and then I'll recap with a quick way that you can use this for yourself. The acronym LATTE stands for L, look at the detail, A, anticipate challenges, and think of your response, T, think about your walkaway point, the second T, talk it through, you want to have an outline and prep, and E, evaluate your options. So if you are going into a more formal meeting with your boss's boss and you're thinking about advocating for yourself, look at the details. What have you done in the last year? What were the company objectives? How did you contribute to it? What were your big learnings that year? Anticipate challenges. So if you're going to talk about where your whole team missed an objective, or there was a project that something weird happened, be prepared to talk through that. And here's the key. Businesses or any type of industry in general, because I know there's multiple industries who listen to this podcast. People are not expecting perfection, okay? What they want to know is that you've done 110% of what you could do. You've given it your all. Your team's given it your all. And if there were some weird things that happened, some metrics that were missed, what did you learn from it? And what have you done so that next time you don't have the same result? So when I say anticipate the challenges, think about that. Now, when you're talking about your walkaway point here, it's not banging your fist on the table and saying, you know what, I quit, I'm done with the company. No, that's extreme. I'm not talking about that. Think about your walkaway point in terms of what is it that I want to get from here? Who else do I need to loop into this conversation to strengthen or support what I'm requesting? When you're talking it through, which is the second T in latte, you just want to have an outline of how you imagine the conversation flowing. Have some power phrases handy in case the conversation gets off track and how to bring it back. And then E, how will you measure your success in that conversation? How will you evaluate it? So you can just be looking just to strengthen your relationship with your boss's boss. And if that's the case, you can measure it in that way. If you're looking for some other things, then whatever that is, make sure you're clear on that. So throughout the conversation, you are guiding and steering the conversation to get there. I cannot close this episode without talking about imposter syndrome, because it is the crazy cousin that shows up out of nowhere when you're advocating for yourself that tells you, who do you think you are? Listen, ain't nobody got time for that. So hack number one, imagine what it would feel like to have it, and fill in the blank with it, whatever it is you want. To get over imposter syndrome, sometimes you got to feel like, okay, what would it feel like for me to say, you know, I want to put my name in the hat for that regional leader position. Or my team really needs another person to help us to hit these metrics. Imagine what it feels like to already have it. This is a tip I got from my 7-year-old niece and my 4-year-old niece. They're great at make believing, but I find that what it does is it gives them the courage to go after things. And there's a lot of research about using mindfulness and transcendental meditation in terms of like feeling it and believing it to help you get over imposter syndrome. If that doesn't work for you, don't worry. I got another tip. The next tip is to create a brag folder. Create that folder digitally or physically that you have compliments that you've received from other people, where they may say, hey, you've done a good job on this. I appreciate you doing this. Way to go. You knocked it out of the park. If they tell you verbally, write it on a sticky note. Keep it in a brag folder. And those times where you want to second guess advocating for yourself, flip through that just to remind yourself of the value that you really add. So, y'all, you've got to share your wins, and I'm wrapping up the episode here. Share your wins when someone asks you how you are doing, especially someone in a leadership role. Don't just say, hey, I'm doing great. Say, hey, I'm doing great, and I really enjoy working on XYZ project and whatever the result was. So that brings us back to where we were in the beginning, using those power phrases to accept praise. So this episode, I hope it helps you. If you found it valuable, I ask that you would share it with others, and that would mean the world to me if you did that. Also, just want to give y'all a little update. My mom will be coming on the podcast as a guest co-host from time to time, and we're going to do a little Q&A segment where she is going to ask me questions. So if you have questions that you'd like to get addressed on the podcast, send those questions to me. It's going to be fun. And you are hearing it here first. In 2020, I wanted to host a women's leadership retreat. Of course, we know the pandemic hit. That wasn't possible. The retreat has been rescheduled for Q3 of 2021. Details coming soon. It is an application process to get an invitation. This is an exclusive event for women who work in male-dominated industries. It is for emerging and executive women leaders, and we will be sharing tips, tools, and resources to help women to navigate challenges, to help their teams thrive and help themselves thrive as well. So details coming very, very soon on that. All right, y'all, until next time, continue to